This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.
Crime Alert, hourly update, breaking crime news now.
I'm Sydney Silvani. Police in Georgia have arrested a babysitter accused of kidnapping two young sisters in Atlanta. 4-year-old Zola Cooper and 11-month-old Nora Cooper, who were once believed to be in extreme danger, have been safely recovered by the City of Atlanta Police Department. According to investigators, the girl's mother left her children in the care of Lakeisha Brown around 6 p.m. Saturday to go out to dinner. Brown had reportedly built a relationship with the mother and gained her trust over time. However, when the mother returned from dinner, she could not reach Brown or find her daughters, calling police at 10:30 p.m. As reported by 11 Alive, Atlanta Police Lieutenant Butler explains how the initial welfare check quickly became a kidnapping investigation.
Approximately 10:30, officers were dispatched to what originated as what we thought was a custody dispute. So our special victims unit took lead at that point. Through their investigation, they determined this was indeed a kidnapping. So we were able to figure out that the female was known to our mother and had gained her trust over some time. Based on that information, homicide was called in and they responded and coordinated with special victims to take over the investigation.
By Monday afternoon, police located the girls using technology that pointed officers to the Sylvan Road area. When fugitive detectives arrived, they heard a baby crying inside a trailer on the property. Lieutenant Butler details the dramatic moment officers moved in.
And while on scene, working with some of the people of the community, we learned about some information about our suspect possibly being in the area. Our fugitive detectives responded to that information, and while they were in the area, they heard the sounds of a baby crying. Based on that exigency, they executed exigent entry into a trailer on the property and were able to locate the children and our suspect.
Officers executed exigent entry, safely rescued both children, and arrested Brown. Disturbingly, investigators revealed that Brown was previously accused in a similar kidnapping in Alabama. In August 2021, the Jefferson County Sheriff's Office arrested Brown for kidnapping 4-day-old infant Camarion Taylor. Brown gained the trust of the baby's mother and grandmother before taking the infant while his mother napped. When questioned, Brown falsely claimed the baby was resting in his playpen. Authorities safely recovered Camarion back then, and Brown was booked into jail. Now, Lakeisha Brown is back behind bars, facing serious kidnapping charges once again. More crime and justice news after this. In Texas, 37-year-old Jake Bigoni is in custody facing murder charges following a horrific discovery in Plano. Police conducted a welfare check Wednesday morning after a friend reported that Eliana Bigoni failed to appear for a scheduled 8:30 a.m. breakfast and could not be reached. Eliana was in the middle of divorce proceedings with Bigoni and was on her way to pick up their 2- and 5-year-old children. According to arrest warrant documents, Bigoni's mother called police after her son phoned her, alleging he and Eliana got into a fight and that she was dead. Responding officers arrived at Bigoni's apartment and noticed a large blood stain on his shirt, which he claimed came from cleaning. A search of the property revealed Eliana's body stuffed inside the trunk of a white Hyundai in the garage, having suffered severe trauma to her head and face. Authorities confirmed the couple's 2 young children were present inside the apartment during the alleged murder, but were physically unharmed. Bigoni, who allegedly has a history of violent behavior, was initially booked for felony abuse of a corpse before the murder charge was added. He is currently held in jail without bond. Turning to Massachusetts, a 17-year-old boy is being held without bail after allegedly using artificial intelligence to explore fantasies about murdering his family before violently attacking his mother and younger brother. As confirmed by the Middlesex District Attorney's Office, Arun Aravind of Acton was arraigned Thursday in Concord District Court on 2 counts of murder, 2 counts of assault and battery with a dangerous weapon, and 2 counts of assault and battery. Charged as an adult, Aravind pleaded not guilty. Middlesex District Attorney Marion Ryan revealed that investigators uncovered concerning online activity prior to the killings, including Aravind using ChatGPT to explore theoretical scenarios and fantasies regarding killing his family. Court documents indicate the suspect's father had grown so alarmed by his son's recent behavior and internet searches that he had begun hiding knives inside the home. The family had recently moved to Acton, an affluent community 30 miles northwest of Boston, partly for its school system. The bodies of 45-year-old Sudha Venkatestan and 14-year-old Siddharth Aravind were discovered Tuesday evening inside their Martha Lane residence after the father requested a police check when the tutor could not gain entry. Responding officers found Siddharth dead on the first floor and Venkatestan dead in the finished basement, both having suffered severe blunt force trauma following a violent struggle. Aravind fled the scene in his mother's green Honda Accord and was taken into custody without incident early Wednesday morning in nearby Wayland. Investigators recovered items matching crime scene evidence from the vehicle. His defense attorney requested a mental health evaluation, and Aravind is scheduled back in court on September 11th. For more crime and justice news, be sure to join us for Crime Stories with Nancy Grace on Fox One, YouTube, SiriusXM, and now streaming on Tubi. With this crime alert, I'm Sydney Silvani.
This is an iHeart podcast. Guaranteed human.